In the gospel last week, which was the Feast of the Transfiguration, when Jesus there again on a mountain has some experience and a voice speaks, we hear that voice say, "Listen." In that story, the Transfiguration is told by Matthew, it is not enough for those apostles to see Jesus. They must also listen to him. Now, in these words and verses today from Matthew's gospel, that whole idea is reinforced, and there's a demand if you follow the details very carefully. Notice that when they see Jesus walking on the water, when they see him, they're terrified. When they hear his voice, they calm down. They need to hear his voice. Then, as if we might not get the point, Matthew says it again with Peter. Until he hears the voice that commands him to get out of the boat, he stays where he is. It's only when Jesus gives the order does he step out to do something he thought he could never do. He fulfills his vocation. Then at the moment he acknowledges another power, that wind and that wild sea, there's trouble. Because at that moment, Peter has a divided heart or a divided faith. There are two powers in front of him for him to choose between. And until he makes the right choice, the saving choice, Peter is sunk, so to speak. When Peter does make his choice, affirming that Jesus is his Lord, when he reaches out to grasp the hand that's offered, Peter also walks on the water. With that, we see that doing something that seems impossible is not a sign of divinity, because Peter does it too. It is rather a sign that Peter is empowered to do what Jesus does. The apostles are empowered with their faith to do what Jesus does. But just a few verses earlier, we saw that happening when the multitude were fed. The apostles did what they thought was impossible with that crowd, because Jesus told them to do it. So you see, when Jesus walks on that troubled water toward a boat in distress, Matthew reveals not just what Jesus is, but why Jesus is. This miracle story is about the function of Jesus. It's not about his nature. So today, God speaks to us about what it means to be followers of Jesus Christ, disciples caught between faith and doubt. Today, God puts before us this man, Peter, who, like all of us, is torn between two powers, this world and the kingdom of heaven. Today, God puts before us this man who takes the risk. But then when he looks around and looks back, he gets into trouble. Friends, there can be no looking back for us. We learn from Matthew to live with uncertainties, with the knowledge and the faith that when we respond to the command and call of the Lord, there's going to be an outstretched hand there to pull us along. Personally, I've always found it fascinating and empowering to know that in John's gospel, the word faith is always a verb. It's never a noun. Remember, faith's not about something we have or that we possess. Faith's an activity. It is a way of doing things. It's like a song that disappears when we stop singing. So sometimes I remind myself of that truth with a wonderful old hymn that we sometimes sing in here. My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music singing. It sounds and echoes in my soul. How can I keep from singing? While though the tempest loudly roars, I hear the truth it liveth. And though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Sing that refrain with me. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?